You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates. Now, hi.
Hello.
So we are about to go to the airport. Leave it to us. Oh, she gave you kisses.
Yes.
We're about to go to the airport and take Liz back, or I'm going to take Liz to the airport so she can go back to Denver. And this is like our last final hour together, and leave it to us to do this episode.
Last minute.
Stop. But we're super excited, and we made ourselves look cute just for you guys. Anybody who doesn't listen to the podcast but watches my channel, first of all, what are you doing? You should be listening to the podcast. But this is going to be the first ever video component to go along with the podcast. So to start off, we wanted to go over some questions that you guys had on Instagram. Excuse me. I was making sure that this was recording because that made me paranoid. We wanted to go over some questions that you guys had for us. And we also wanted to talk about how great this trip has been.
Yeah.
It's just been, you look so pretty.
Thank you.
You look so pretty. Stop. You just looked at me and I was like, in love. Okay, oh. Shit. Don't do that to me.
I can't do it.
Wait, dude, calm down. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Calm down! Shit.
You say that the exact same way.
Shit.
Okay.
Oh, you know what would be a good merch? What? Calm down. I'm a witch. Ooh. Just like everybody. Just calm the fuck down. Like, I got this.
Calm the fuck down.
I'm a witch. I can handle this. Anyways, so we're not trying to like rush through this, but we do got, somebody got a flight to catch.
I do.
So to start off, why don't you just start off, pick one. Pick a random one.
Okay. Let's start off with Miss Bunny Gray.
Emma. Yes.
All right. So twin flames, long-term distance / internet friendships. What do we think about them?
Well, I have made a lot of internet friends. I've met one of my long-term internet friends. There's actually a video on my channel of me meeting her after us being friends for 11 years. And I think that a lot of times, like, you make the best friendships with people through the internet because you typically meet from, like, a shared interest.
Yeah.
You know, like, Twitter or Instagram or, like, the podcast. Yeah. What do you think about twin flames?
Yeah. Twin flames are, I don't know, twin flames can be, really, I think, close to soulmates kind of idea, but, what, a twin flame is almost like your soul to me in, like, bits and pieces, like, you're almost, like, parts of the same soul.
Yeah.
And you might have, like, a million things in common, or you have similar stories, mm-hmm. or... and maybe you have like a weird story about how you met, like how you were brought together.
Us.
Yeah.
Us.
Right. I think we have a soul contract together is what I think we have.
And her therapist agrees.
My therapist also agreed on that, yeah.
Yeah, so we definitely have a soul contract. I know that we mentioned this before, but the Pattern app literally says about our friendship that our, what does it say? Since our friendship is like golden or like life-changing or something.
Uh-huh.
And that we are in each other's lives to activate wounds that need to be healed.
Yeah.
And after this week, I just fully feel like that has just never been more true.
Me too.
Seriously.
I agree.
I am in love with you.
I am in love with you.
I am in love. You are very beautiful to me.
Wow. So sweet. You're very beautiful to me.
I will not stop saying that. I also will not stop saying.
Ready?
We know. That'll make your pussy throw up. Okay. I'm going
to
get fucking demonetized. Anyways, pick another one. Let's see.
Oh, maybe this one.
What? Oh, this is from Adelina Marie 987. That's a beautiful name. What helped figure out that witchcraft was meant for you? Honestly, I think that we probably answered something like this in a previous episode, but I started out with like Wicca, and I started it because I was really depressed. And at the time, I couldn't afford therapy. So I was looking for, I don't think I've ever said that. I couldn't afford therapy. So I was looking for a way to self-medicate and like, but in a healthy way. And like, just have more control over the shitty parts of my life. Like, I mean, I was in like that awful apartment and I hated my job, barely making ends meet. Like, I was struggling and I was just really grasping at like, any straw I could that would make me feel like I had a say in like what was happening with me. And it just, I don't know, it just like kind of clicked. I just felt like right, like lighting candles and lining up like the elements and making an altar. Like it just felt very in alignment. Like if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Also, it was like, it feels very creative. Like, mm-hmm. I get to go to the craft store or to, you know, thrift store, secondhand shops, and like finding these cute little oddities and arranging them, and crystals are so beautiful. And I don't know. I think we were both just naturally drawn to it.
Yeah. And what's the craziest part to me is always going to be we were naturally drawn to it without ever talking to each other about it.
I know.
Never once did we ever. And I never would have known that you were into it if I hadn't started the podcast and been like, hey. And you're like, oh, I'm into witchcraft. I listen to it. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I just started listening to it when I saw you posting about it.
Yeah.
So I was listening to the podcast before I was on it.
So pure.
Okay, next one. Let's see. This is from
J. Lene Ware. Oh, your hair is so
beautiful.
Cute. Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
Girl.
So her question is how rough Mercury retrograde was and what do you do to protect yourself during retrogrades?
Did I feel like this one was rough on you?
No. This one did not feel rough on me. Also, I feel like I've just learned more about retrogrades and they're all the time.
They're
constant.
And they're
so long.
And there's retro shade before and after.
Yeah.
So don't be scared, be prepared. I learned that from Glow Girl Podcast. Don't be scared, be prepared.
I like that.
Yeah.
For me, I mean, I definitely probably have had retrogrades that fucking sucked.
Yeah.
But this one, I feel like I need to just be like making movement. Like I feel things that are like pushing me towards next steps in my life, and so I feel like if anything I just feel like I'm being like pushed,
yeah,
you know, like gently nudged in the right direction.
Gently nudged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a gentle nudge from the universe.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh, what's your fave part of this? I keep forgetting to say people's names. I don't want to botch this. Cardena story, whatever it is, that your name sounds beautiful. What's your favorite part of being back together? Hope y'all get to do it more now. Heart y'all.
I love you too.
That's so cute. Oh my God. I think my favorite part of us being back together is like
all of it.
I don't know. There's just so many aspects. Like there's just so many things about Liz that I forgot about that I had, like, I recognize her habits from when we lived together. It's just like,
that's funny.
Yeah, like last night. Oh, okay, I'm telling them.
Okay.
We ate some CBD gummies.
CBD gummies.
She had 50 milligrams. Sorry if you guys can, like, literally hear.
It's a delivery person.
Oh, it's a delivery person. Sorry if you guys can hear people talking. Apartment life. Oh my God, that's so loud. We had some CBD gummies, and I'm gonna fucking kill this fucking beeping outside. Are you kidding me?
It's fine.
Shut up! We had some CBD gummies, and basically, what had happened was, Liz fell asleep at 5 a.m. Woke up.
What? To preface, we didn't get home
till
the CBD gummies didn't keep me up. We got home at like 2 or 3
in the morning.
We both were relaxing, getting ready for bed. You did some unpacking, some more cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took CBD gummies, which I don't know that it really did much for me. Maybe it just relaxed me.
It did nothing for me. Rip off.
But I talk in my sleep normally, and sometimes I like will act out scenes.
She literally around 5:45, she woke up, shot her fist out. I've shared a bed with you plenty of times. You've never assaulted me. She shot her fist out, punched me in between my shoulder blades, and just went, "Hey!" Woke up out of a dead sleep. "Hey!" And I was like, "Are you good?" Eyes were wide open, and she just looked at me, and she was like, "I don't know what the fuck you said." You said something along the lines of, "I'm asleep." And then you smirked, and you had this funky little, like, evil smile on your face, and you, like, went back to sleep. And I was just like, you just punched me in the back.
Wow.
It's, like, shit like that, that it's, like, the funny things, like, your sleeping habits, or, like, this sounds so, like, literally so homosexual of me, but I don't care. Like, the way you look when, like, you're sleeping really good, and you're, like, your little head's, like, curled in, or, like, how you enter a room. It's just, like, all the little mannerisms that make you, like, love your best friend. And I'm gonna cry. And, like, and, like, just not being able to see them in person or, like, share a living space with them, you miss that a lot. Like, I didn't realize how much I missed that until, you know, like, you walked in the kitchen this morning and you had, like, you were just, like, toddling in there. A little baby, like, looking for coffee.
Need coffee.
Looking for food. I missed that. That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Of us being back together.
That's so sweet. I love that.
I literally got fucking look, I did good on my makeup today. I'm not gonna fucking cry. I love you, but I won't.
Don't mess up the makeup. That's right. Pull it together.
Anyway, what is your favorite part?
I love that you will do all the weird, crazy things with me, like drive to the beach at midnight and stay there until 2 a.m. or what? We left at like 11. And we got there at 11.
Mm-hmm.
And stayed there until
like 1.
And we just sat on the beach and we listened to the water. We took pictures. We had cake.
We literally, I ate some sand.
Mm-hmm. Had a little bit of that. We walked around in the water under the full moon, and we were collecting seashells.
Yeah, collecting shells.
And you'll stay up late with me and do crazy things. And
yes.
You do all the things with me that pretty much nobody else would do with me that I want to do.
But I always said I wouldn't cry on my channel.
Did you? Why would you say that? We cry all the time.
I know. I don't want to be the crying YouTuber, though.
You're just so much... You're full of so much energy, and I feel like you bring my energy up a little bit, because I'm a little more maybe docile, and you energize me. Like, pump me up.
I'm your energizer bunny?
Yes.
Okay. I love that. Please put a bunny beside my name in your phone.
Okay, well, I'll add that emoji.
I also love, I forgot this, about you are the only other person who, you've got the attitude of, like, I'm going to call this the IKEA attitude. If something needs to get built, if something needs to get done, you just want it done so badly. You're just like me in that aspect, and I miss that so much. Like, Liz was just, like, powerhousing, hanging up stuff, And I was feeling bad because I was like, oh my God, she's like, you're hanging everything. You don't have to hang all this up. And she's like, no, I like it. Like power tools. Like I really,
power tools.
I enjoy having someone help me and like do things for me, like friendship wise that I would do for them. Cause obviously you don't get that all the time, especially as you get older and like people have their own busy lives. You really don't. You don't always get friendships like that. So that, but I still feel that way. Even when you're across the country, like, we stay doing special stuff for each other. Like, we send each other gifts in the mail.
Yeah.
And we wake each other up every morning with TikToks and memes and all types of shit.
Yeah. So, I love that you do those things with me.
I'm just going to miss you so fucking much. All right, next question before I start crying. Interviews. This is from Cats, Tea, and Witchcraft. All great things. I'm guessing you're asking if we're going to be doing interviews. Short answer is yes. We are brainstorming and coming up with a list of people, friends, other podcasters that we want to start having on the podcast. We haven't put all of our effort, I feel like, into the podcast, and it's blown up thanks to you guys. So I feel like once we get more active on like collaborating with people, like the fucking possibilities are endless. So let's see. What are some of your favorite books regarding astrology, witchcraft, and self-help?
So this we both have a favorite book.
Oh, grab it. We can show you guys, because I know we've mentioned it before, but now we can show you the pretty cover.
Is this going to be reversed?
No.
Oh. Yeah. I don't record things, so I have no idea. This is called Spell Work for Self-Care, 40 Spells to Soothe the Spirit. The author is...
I don't think there's ever an author. We couldn't figure out who the author was.
Oh.
There was just a publishing house, Clarkson Potter Publishers.
Hmm.
Oh, wait, cover... No, it only shows you the cover design and the cover illustrations, but everything is purple and orange.
Here's the book. It's on Amazon. It was like $12.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like this one. Actually, maybe... Oof. My old lady noises when I sit down. I think it's just, it's really brief. There's not a lot of ingredients. There's not a lot of steps. It's not like you need some crazy ass, like, you know.
Go forage this in the forests of Bali to do this spell.
Yeah. And there's a couple main categories. Wait, where's the table of contents? There's spell work basics, protection, wellness, love, finance and future, and sovereignty. And I think it's a very well-rounded little book. And if you're someone who carries books in your purse, because I do that sometimes, this fits very nicely. It's little. And the artwork's beautiful.
Yeah, the artwork is gorgeous. It's very, like, feminist, and, like, there's, like, all different body types, like, women with all different body types.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really aesthetic. And I want to know who the hell the author is. Something like this is too cute to not...
I know.
I don't know. If you're listening to this audio but you're not watching the video, I highly suggest that you watch the video. I should have said that in the beginning. Let's see. What's next? How to balance your social life and witch life. This comes from 12Kira_3. You know what? I don't really feel like I have ever had to balance it. It's just like they are one and the same.
Yeah.
My life, both of our lives just involve little tiny elements of our craft, from waking up in the morning and stirring intention into your coffee to lighting a lavender candle when you take a bath at night. Like,
yeah.
I don't think there's really any, like, for me personally, maybe for you there is, but for me there's no correlation between my social life and witchcraft. Like,
no.
It just is what it is.
No, me either. Yeah. But when I first started, there was a balance because I was in the broom closet.
Oh, yeah, she was in the broom closet. Yeah. God, that feels like forever ago.
I know. I didn't want people to know. I was a little nervous about it. And I had just gotten into it, and I didn't know if it was something that I was going to end up enjoying and sticking with, so I wasn't going to just go...
Balls to the wall,
exactly. So there was some balance in the beginning, but It just became more natural, and now it's just integrated.
I think that might have been all of the questions. However, there might have been, let's see. There were a couple that we have gotten requests from, message requests from, and I haven't answered them yet because I wanted to answer them in this video. So this is from Chelsea Espinoza, and she said, "Hey, I'm listening to your podcast at the moment, and I love it. Thank you. We love you. It's really opening some questions and fields I want to study more on my journey, too, and I was wondering if you could do an episode of what makes a powerful witch. Is it the time they've been practicing for? Is it the energy they're born with? Is it the tools they use? I'm so curious. Follow up, I was listening to your episode about curses and hexes at the time, and the idea of a very powerful witch performing a curse sounds so interesting out of a fairy tale book. I'm new to my witch journey, and I didn't know witches like this really existed." That's a great episode.
I think absolutely,
Chelsea. I think that would be a great episode. Thank you for giving us a suggestion of what would be a powerful witch or what makes a powerful witch. Short answer, I honestly just think it's your mindset behind whatever you're doing, but we'll definitely delve into that in a future episode.
Yeah, I think those are both great episodes.
Yeah, we should do another one, a follow-up for curses and hexes.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a great idea.
Thank you for giving us, like, oh my god, we look cute. Thank you for giving us, like, an idea. I love when people, like, give us ideas, because it's always stuff that, like, we genuinely are interested in, which I just feel like our listeners, like, they just get us. Side note, all of you that have been sending us messages saying that you love our friendship and you love our banter and, like, how we talk to each other, like, that is so pure.
It is.
I feel like we are friendship goals.
Friendship
goals. We really are.
All we need is Garf.
I really wish Garf was here.
I know, because we could recreate the podcast art.
That would be so fucking cute. Get out. That would be so fucking cute. Let's see. Mallory Henry asked, "Hi, I recently found your podcast. So glad I did. So are we. I was wondering if you thought about doing an episode or series about altars. I feel so intimidated that there's so much I don't know, and I love your thoughts, experiences, and advice." Yes. I don't know if it would be a series, but I think it would be a great episode also to have people on. I'd love to have Emma on it. I'd love to have Alex on it. My friend Haley is also a witch, but I don't know too much about her craft, but I think it'd be really cool to bring in more people and see everyone's, like, you know, perspectives and, like, what fits their space. Are there items that they hide? Are there items they keep in plain sight? Yeah. Also, it would be really cool if we could do an Instagram post that all of us took a picture of our altar.
That would be really cute.
Inclusivity. So that's a great episode too. You guys are just
it is. I think, like, altars are when you're first setting one up, you're like, oh, I have to have this element, I have to have this element, and you want to make sure you have all the perfect little things. But I kind of liked building mine slowly, and I found a lot of pieces at secondhand shops and vintage stores. I ordered some things online, and I just slowly built it up and made it look the way I wanted to. And I don't think there's any rule you have to follow to have a sacred space.
Yeah, you really don't have to. If it feels good and you like the way that it looks, go with it. I mean, I've changed my altar around 20 times. We literally just... I'm probably going to change that by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Like... And I used to be very strict with myself about, like, I've got to have an element for, or a part for every element, like water, wind, earth, fire. And now I'm not really like that. Now I just kind of have my little miniature cauldron, and I just actually grabbed that. I want to show them what that looks like. This was a candle from Target, and
my goodness!
I used
there's the shit in here.
Oh, there's sugar.
Oh. I just fucking blew sugar across the room.
Oh, it's okay. I'll vacuum later. I use sugar to hold my candle up.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a great...
But yeah, look. It's a little
baby cauldron. Oh, I wasn't even showing it.
A little baby cauldron.
It's cute. It's adorable.
I do a lot of candle spell work. That's like my preferred quick spell thing. So that works really well for me. But those were our questions. So now we want to talk about... this week and why it was so great, how our trip has been, all the funny shit that has happened, the coincidences. God, where do we start?
Start with the first day.
First day, I went to get Liz at the airport. I ran to meet her, and I was so excited. I literally jumped on her, and my shoe flew off. And I was touching my foot on the dirty-ass, like, airport sidewalk, and it was disgusting. And, God.
Oh, wait, you saw my name twice that day.
Yes, I saw Liz's last name, which is not common. It really is not a common last name. Which, like, I'm not going to say on here, but, like, if you follow us on Instagram or you follow her, you know it already. It's not, like, hard to go find it, but, like, just for, you know, privacy purposes, I'm just not going to put it in here. But her name, her last name's, like, not common, and I was driving to the airport to get her, and a big sign popped up, and it had her name on it, and it was, like, a some type of company, never seen it before. And then we came to my new apartment that night just to check out the area, and for some reason the front door of the building was, like, unlocked. I guess somebody had, like, forgotten to fob key it, which that makes me nervous. But we look at the mailboxes, and there was literally a mailbox that said number 3, which Liz's birthday is the 13th of July. It said number 3, and it said,
edit that out,
it said her last name above it. Like, it said 3 and it had her last name above it. Like, what the what?
Yeah,
it's so weird. It's so weird to me.
Yeah. I don't have a very common last name, and you don't see it multiple times in a day.
You said it. You said it. It was weird, and like, oh my God, what did we do that day? Was that the first day we came? Was that?
Yeah, we just went back to your house. I took a nap. I had been traveling for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And we got up, and we started packing shit, more shit in boxes.
Oh, The wake up in the middle of the night.
Oh, shit. Well, that was the next morning.
Oh, okay. True. Yeah. True.
Yeah, I guess that's all we did. We just hung out and packed stuff up in your house.
Yeah.
But yeah, the next morning came, you know, everything's in a box, mattresses on the floor.
Wait. No, we're missing our magical evening.
Oh, yeah, we came here. We came to your neighborhood.
We came to the neighborhood the night before I got my keys.
Walked up and down the streets,
which, like, if you live in Richmond, Virginia, if you've ever been to Richmond, Virginia,
it's beautiful. The neighborhood is gorgeous.
This area is absolutely gorgeous, and I've just never felt so in alignment with, like, where I was. I mean, the sun was setting. It had just rained. Everyone on the street, I mean, every house is kept up. It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. The greenery, the lawns, the vintage, like, fencing.
Yeah.
The hydrangeas are in bloom. We passed this freaking honeysuckle, like, mango suckle smelling plant. We kept sniffing it. It was, I mean, I don't know what that freaking plant was.
It smells like, the flowers smell like mango and honeysuckle.
Mango and honeysuckle.
Brooke has, like, these beautiful trees right outside her window, which is, like, what we're looking at. I feel like we keep looking out the window. It's really pretty. The flowers are in bloom outside of the window, and
I have a patio. People stand out on their balcony at night and, like, play piano. Last night we walked out. It was, like, 2 a.m. It's a Friday night. Like, multiple houses are just blasting music. It just feels like a constant, like, concert. Not a constant concert. It's extremely quiet normally. But, like, certain times of the night, if I hear other people are awake, I feel very, like, at home.
Yeah.
Like, I feel very...
You're not the only one awake at 5 a.m.
Yes. If I hear, like, other people, Then we walked out one night after I had already moved in, and somebody was blasting When I Met You in the Summer by Calvin Harris, which, like, I'm not a big fan of, like, house music like that, but I love that song.
Yeah.
And we started dancing on the sidewalk, and we were walking across the street to my car to get something, and the person who was playing it out of their porch door yelled, like, yes, bitches! Like, get it, get bitches! It. And it just, everyone is just so...
Everyone's so friendly. It's
so friendly.
Yeah.
The cats.
There's so many cute little stray cats. They sleep now on Brooke's patio furniture.
Yes.
They're so sweet, and...
They're clean. They're not mangy. Mm-hmm. They all have collars, and they're fixed. Their ears are clipped. Super friendly. Like, it's like, it's literally just like something out of, like, I feel like main character right now. I am main character energy. Legit.
That's right.
That's what's going on. It's just like, I've never in my life just really felt like anywhere I've lived had the potential to be permanent. Like, anywhere I've lived had the potential to not just be a house, but be a home. And I've moved a lot. We've been moving since, you've been moving, you were moving your whole life, but I've been moving since I was 17 when I moved in with you. Mm-hmm. So, and I finally just feel like this spot, this is a spot I want to bring antique furniture into, because mm-hmm. I know I'm not going anywhere for a while and I'm not going to have to move this heavy shit by myself. Like, it just feels so good, and I couldn't have done anything that I've done with the smoothness and the accuracy and the operational efficiency if I didn't have you.
The operational efficiency.
I mean, it has been so organized.
Yeah.
Everything has been so organized.
It has.
You have been, like, the greatest help to me. You've been more than help. You have run the damn show. Pretty fucking much. You've just run the show.
I move a lot. And I have figured out tips to help the moving process go by easier and faster and more efficiently.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah. And also, I talked about this. We talk about this in the next episode. But I've been working out. And yes. I feel strong as hell. And I just, like, want to pick shit up.
Girl.
Because I can.
She picked up a TV. She picked up huge chairs. She picked up my freaking credenza behind us. She was just nuts.
Those are all none of the heavy things I picked up.
Girl. My back was aching just watching you picking up shit. I was like, let me help you. And you were like, no, I got it. I'm the Hulk. Like, shit. Like, okay. I didn't realize, like, are you gonna, like, bust out of your clothes and turn green? Like,
maybe.
On a good day.
Maybe. It's all the protein shakes.
It's all the protein shakes. That night when we were, when we came to the neighborhood to walk around and everything, I don't remember how, what we were doing or where we were driving or something, but we were driving down West Broad Street, which, if you're familiar with Richmond, it's the main, I wouldn't say highway, but it's, like, the main road that runs through, like, almost all of Richmond and Henrico County. And I love the city. I love seeing all the lights. I love hearing the music. I love the bump-a-da-bump-a traffic. Not really. I love everything about it. And just, we listened to this song, and it was, like, French. And it was, like, melancholy and bittersweet and so beautiful. And we were just crying. Like,
it was like a happy, melancholy song. Like you said, it sounds sad. But if we heard the lyrics in English, it sounds like they would probably be happy lyrics.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. Yeah. Which is a weird mixture of emotions, but...
If I remember, I will link it. I'll link it down below in the description box of the video, and I'll also link it in the description box of the episode for whatever platform you're listening on if you're not watching the video. But we were listening to that song, and I was just crying. And I just looked at Liz, and I was like, I feel like something huge is about to happen. And then I looked at her, and we both just, like, locked eyes, and I'm like, we both were like, it's already happening. Like, it's happening right now. Like, what we're experiencing is, like, this is it. And that was just, like, I mean, it gave me, I just got chills again. Just thinking, I mean, that was a very ethereal moment.
It was.
Because I said that, and you looked at me, and you're like, this is it. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just.
Yeah.
I've never felt anything like that before, and, like, I feel like it was probably very close to, like, euphoria, if not mania. It was, I don't know, I feel very at home with myself. I feel very at home with you. I told Liz yesterday, I was like, I mean this in, well, you know what? I don't mean this in the least gay way possible, because, you know, like, fuck it, we're gay. Anyways, I feel like I don't need a romantic partner, because I receive, not only do I love myself, but I just feel like I receive so many affirmations and support and encouragement from my best friend, and we're just out here living our best hoe lives, and, like, we're in, like, this platonic, like, relationship. Or, like, is it technically, like, open then?
Is it ethically open?
I think it's ethically open. And I just wish everybody could have this kind of friendship.
An Eeyore.
We're in an Eeyore. We're in a committed Eeyore. I need to fart.
Copying that.
I'm keeping that in.
Poor Mia.
She's just...
Mia's gonna feel the repercussions of that.
She's
asleep. Can you see her?
A little bit. You can at the very... She's just sleeping on my lap. Oh, well,
oh, good morning. Good night.
She's very sleepy.
She is. It's been a busy week for her.
Been so busy. Oh my god, tattoos! Duh!
Oh yeah. Our
freaking tattoos.
That's right.
You can, yeah, you gotta turn
mine's
a little
underneath
bit.
Underneath right now.
They look nasty because we have the Sanoderm on them, and this was not my first... I mean, this was my first time having Sanoderm.
Yeah.
Not hers.
Yep.
This is a learning curve a little bit.
Yeah.
That's pretty gross.
Mine's doing well.
I see. I'm getting scabs. Is that scabs?
Yeah.
Yeah, getting the scab. Yeah. Sorry, oh. Mia. Damn. Scared her. I freaking scared her. I just, yeah.
That was Brooke's fourth tattoo.
It was my fourth tattoo, and you're freaking 300th millionth.
13th.
It hurt like a bitch. I strongly suggest eating before you go, because I think that I probably would have had a better tolerance if I had eaten.
Yeah, well, we woke up like not with enough. We slept in. We didn't wake up with enough time to eat. That was our mistake.
That was our big mistake. Otherwise, we've taken pretty good care of ourselves. I mean, she's like on her Apple Watch. She's like telling me to like drink water, telling herself to drink water. Like, we need fuel. We need to go fuel. Anything else that we're forgetting that we need to mention? Because we do need to go to the airport soon.
We do. No, I think overall it's been a good trip. And we got to film another episode together. Well, not film. We got to record another episode together. So that's going to be coming next. And we had a lot of fun making that episode. It was also 3:00 in the morning. And we were a little crazy in that episode.
Be sure you listen to it all the way through, because you get a concert
You get a concert at the end. There's an Easter egg. Thanks for reminding us that we forgot, you guys.
Thanks for reminding us we're pieces of shit.
I know.
I love that for us.
I thought that was so funny that you guys noticed we accidentally forgot the Easter egg.
Yeah, fuck us. I recorded for a long time last night at the beach, mm-hmm. one of our conversations. So at some point I'm going to stick that.
Which one?
Very beginning when we first got there. What's the Easter egg for this episode?
Okay, so Easter egg for this episode... should be, is there a disco ball emoji?
I don't think there is. I would be using that constantly if there was.
There needs to be a disco ball emoji.
Let's see.
I'm just looking around your apartment right now, and I'm... Search the emoji.
Oh, you can do that now?
Yeah.
Damn.
Where have you been?
Stupid, clearly.
Okay, so no disco ball emoji. Pick a...
Ooh, shooting star.
A shooting star?
Yes. If you have listened all the way through this episode, go and send us any kind of star. Put any kind of star in the comment section of this
fill
post.
The comments up with stars.
Fill the comments up with stars, because you're all stars in our eyes. And you're the star in my eyes. You are very perfect and special and beautiful to me, and you are my family.
I'm so sad to leave.
I know, but you know what? We're just going to start planning the next trip.
That's true.
Because there's no way that I'm ever going to go 5 years without seeing you again.
Yeah. That was far too long.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Pandemic or not.
Right.
Unacceptable. I guess we should go to the airport.
We have to go to the airport now. Jet set to Denver.
We love you guys, and we hope that you enjoyed this, and yeah, we're gonna go to the airport, and I'm gonna try really freaking hard not to bawl my eyes out, because
I'm gonna be so sad,
but this has been the best week that I've had in years.
Me too.
You complete me.
Please.
Okay. All right. Now I'm really going to close it out.
Okay. Love you. Don't forget to subscribe to the Instagram.
Bye. Oh, my gosh.
It worked. We did it.
We did that shit.
Oh. We're so good at last minute.
We're so good at last minute shit.
Look at us.
Look at that. Anyways, okay. So what I was going to say was I am so happy in this moment. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what this makes us, Liz. Maybe we're in a platonic relationship.
I think we are.
We're in a platonic. I feel like we're more than friends, but it's like a platonic more than friends. And I feel like I have never in my life been as happy, even in like the most beginning stages of any romantic relationship where you've got the butterflies and like the person is just like your whole fucking world. Yeah. I've never been as happy with anything like that as I am like literally right now.
Me too. Me too. I just feel so at peace. And I feel so happy. Like I have never been so happy in my life than like probably this week, dude. I'm not joking. This week has been like the happiest week of my fucking life. I feel so inspired being around you and like coming here and just doing fun things. And like nobody else would do something like this with me. And like I want to do this stuff all the time.
I know. I don't have anybody else here either that would do that shit for me. This is gonna make me bawl my eyes out, bro. Our fucking eyelashes are gonna be like falling off on the way home.
Wait, crying makes your eyelashes fall off?
Well, we're laying down, so I think we might be safe. Oh. The tears are just gonna go backwards.
You're right. I'm new to this eyelash thing.
It's when you're sitting up and shit gets a little bit crazy.
It's not waterproof glue. So if it rains, will it come off?
Oh, well, no. I mean, it's not. You'd have to be dumping buckets on you.
Oh, gotcha. Like,
yeah. I hope you can hear the water in the background. That shit's so peaceful.
Good. I just think it's so, like, you know, neither of us want kids. And we both want to do something creative. And we both want to, like, take the podcast to the next level and be able to fucking, like, you know, everybody can succeed. Why not us? There's room for everybody to succeed. We don't have to fucking, it's not, oh, there's already 20 other podcasts out there, 40 other podcasts out there. Like, you know, it's,
you make room for you. Don't be afraid to take up space. Fucking make room for yourself. We have made room for ourselves. Mm-hmm. In every aspect of life, like, just, I don't know. I just feel like I've never had more of an understanding of, like, my importance here on Earth. Mm-hmm. And, like, how much there is to look forward to. Which is sad. I mean, I'm scared of that surgery next month. Don't get me wrong. I'm scared. But I just feel like I've never been in front of something so serious, but yet so fearless mm-hmm. about it. And it's really weird. I mean, like, you ever just think about, like, how for anyone else, this might be, like, a time in their life where, like, they've gone through these big breakups or transitions or leaving situations, and like how normally it's like a gut-wrenching thing, like your heart's falling out of your asshole 24 fucking 7, even if it's your choice. And that didn't happen to us.
No.
It didn't happen.
No.
Also, look at these fucking clouds.
Yeah, they need to get out of the fucking way so we can see the moon.
For a second, I forgot they were clouds, and I thought they were fucking smoke from this pit.
What?
I thought that. I was like, wait, why is the smoke still hanging up there?
Shit, I smoked a lot.
Jesus, Brooke, it's just CBD. Like, calm down.
I just love being able to look at the boats, and there's a pretty bridge over to the left, and there's, like, the perfect amount of light. So that we're not in pitch
black and darkness. There's bugs chirping. Those crickets or cicadas? I don't know.
Those are crickets. I kind of think the cicadas have chilled the fuck out a little bit. Everybody was complaining hardcore about them, but I haven't seen too many. Dude, I'm still crying.
I'm still wiping tears off my face.
I think Bon Iver did it to us. It's that type of music.
It is.
When you're like in your element and you're like, this is like, in this moment, I feel infinite. Like, that is.
Yeah. That's exactly how I feel.
Yo, we gotta listen to that David Bowie song after I stop recording this.
Yeah, we do.
Heroes, that's what that is. How does this make you feel? How does this CBD pen make you feel? I feel very chill. For you, your tolerance is probably just like, because you actually smoke weed.
Yeah.
But this isn't weed, obviously.
So, like, I use CBD. A friend taught me that if I smoke a lot of weed and I am too high and I want to come down,
mm-hmm.
ground myself again, my head's a little bit too much in the clouds, to smoke CBD, and it works. So I'll like, I smoke weed, I'm like, okay, I'm actually like, I'm feeling a little too up in the clouds. I smoke CBD and it brings me back down.
I just feel very like on its own.
I don't know that I think the aromatherapy, just like, I like the smell, mm-hmm. and the feeling of the aromatherapy, but I don't necessarily know that the CBD does anything for me unless I'm already high.
I'll have to see when I'm on my period if it does anything, because that's when I'm in, like, pain.
Yeah.
And the one time that I had a CBD pen at Kirsten's, mm-hmm. When I had, like, the leg cramps, they went away in, like, 10 minutes instead of 3 hours.
Yeah, CBD is very beneficial to a lot of people. A lot of people use it for anxiety.
I like these little fuckers.
Yeah.
I like these little fucking...
It's pretty.
What's it called again? Monk?
Monk.
Monk?
Yeah.
M-O-N-Q?
Mm-hmm. I think it smells and tastes amazing.
I don't know how she's over here talking about, yeah, it lasts me a month. Girl, I'm finna need another one in 2 weeks.
That's right.
I wish they were refillable. I know. I love this shit. Like, it's so fucking cute.
Yeah.
Little crystal on the end, mm-hmm. dude. You know what I noticed though?
What?
They are marked up $10 in there. They're actually $20, not $30, and I paid
from the
30.
Website?
Yep.
Mm, they got to make a profit.
True.
Yeah.
Small.
Yeah. Order it off the website next time if you like it. You know what this scene reminds me of?
What?
Van Gogh's. There's a Van Gogh painting from his blue phase.
I love how much you know about art.
Or blue period.
The only reason I know shit about art is because of you. The only reason I can spot a Monet painting is because of you.
Oh, really? Blue period.
Let's see. Start, wait. Oh, my God!
Doesn't this look like where we're at?
Oh, that's crazy. It does.
So this is a...
What's it called?
This one's called...
Night Over the Rhone?
Night Over the Rhone.
Is that a river?
Night Over the Rhone. So he painted this painting twice.
Mm-hmm.
Once when he was in his blue phase. And he also painted it again when he was in... Not in the blue phase. Like, he painted it once when he was, like, happy. And then he painted it again when he was, like, depressed and stuff.
So which one?
This is the famous one.
So is that depressed, or is that
me of this.
Is that the depressed one?
This is no, that one. I think it's much darker. Let's see. Oh, definitely not do this one first. Blue period. Okay, so yeah, this one is during his blue period.
It's so pretty. Are there supposed to be little people?
Mm-hmm. But doesn't that... It just looks like
it
where...
Does.
It does. Looks like where we're at right now.
Oh, my God. It's so fucking peaceful.
It is. The weather's perfect. If owning a boat wasn't such a money pit, I would do it. I liked when my grandpa owned a boat and we would travel across the world and go sailing, and he would dock in Hawaii and we would go stay with him for a month over summer vacation. And he had a boat with a cat that traveled with him.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
Yeah.
A boat cat.
That's what I meant to say, not a cat
boat. A cat boat. That was like when you said chocolate German cake. Chocolate German.
I always mix up words like that.
Dude, these clouds are like kind of thinning out a little bit. Is the moon over there? Where do we think it is?
I can't tell because of the lights. I think all of this is reflections of the lights.
God. Well, there's a satellite. Star. Oh.
Oh, wait. I have a satellite. I have an app that can tell us what that is.
Ooh, the night sky app. That's a satellite. It's moving.
No, I don't think so.
That ain't no fucking star. What is that?
Wait, that is. It's Vega. It's a star in Lyra.
Then why did it move?
Well, they're all in path, see? That's its path.
Wait, what?
That's the orbit it's taking. It's really not moving. The clouds are moving. So it kind of makes it look like it's moving. Look, let's find Cancer.
What the hell?
Oh, right. It's below. We can't see it. It's down there.
Oh my god, Cancer's on the beach. The crab. Screenshot that.
Oh,
you're
right.
That's look, what, funny and, as fuck.
Wait, there's two planets
Cancer's
in
name
Cancer
is
right
Latin.
Now.
We're in Cancer season.
What is that?
Wait. I don't know.
That is... Go away. That is Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Venus. So Mars and Venus are right in Cancer right now.
Oh my god. Venus and Cancer. No wonder I'm so lovey-dovey today.
Yeah. What's this?
That is... I can't tell what that is.
Andromeda.
Yes. I wish the stars were out. Damn! The horse is up
Pegasus.
In the... Pegasus. Dude, you remember Pegasus? The big fucking, like... helicopter that would come and get everybody?
Yeah.
That shit's so weird. Oh, shit. Oh, no.
I'm laying on our desserts and they're making...
Are you laying on our cakes?
Yeah.
Get the fuck off the cake.
Get the fuck off the cake.
It looks so weird with three.
It does.
What the fuck? I feel bad for anybody watching this.
Ooh, that was cool.
Oh, look, wait, how does it light up?
Yeah. It's like a little Harry Potter one.
I was gonna say that!
Alright, I'm squishing the cake. Let's get it out.
Yeah, let's eat the cake.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.